This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
China is the billion and a half political slaves that are leveraging out all other economies and industries in the world. But the globalists are allied with them. The globalists are also allied with the mind control cult that is radical Wahhabist Islam that's taking over Islam. And they're the muscle to physically stir up trouble worldwide to take Western liberties as the answer to countering that. And our elites think we're so unlogical and so stupid, they're going to bring millions of them in, protect them, and let them tack. I want to tell Soros, Obama, Hillary, the globalists, all of you, we know you're behind it. We know you turned these people loose on Syria, on Egypt, and our allies that are pro-Western and are good Muslims. You are the filth of the earth, and we see you, and we know who you are. Joe Biggs, we have to get this message out, because if the elite don't know, the people don't know the full story, they're going to keep doing this. This is so naked, it's so obvious, Joe.
I mean, I'm kind of fearful for the fact that we have this, looming racial war, about to happen. And then you have possibly sleeper cells moving in the background unseen right now because so many people are focused.
Oh, there's no on possible. They've got tons of them.
On these Trump rallies, my fear is that they're going to take one of these rallies and then something's going to happen at one of them. And they're still going to blame him and blame the deaths on him. And then that's what they're going to use to try to take him out. It's definitely a possibility.
And the trendies are so stupid, they'll actually blame Trump if jihadists attack, even though he tried to stop us.
I mean, they'll probably sit there and shake their hand. If any of the jihadis survive their bombing, they'll come over and shake their hand and tell them thank you. And they want more.
In fact, Paul, we've seen the Twitter comments from the left saying, I hope jihadis kill Trump. These little babies wouldn't last 10 minutes in Saudi Arabia. Try dressing up like a woman over there and see what happens, you idiots. Paul?
Fascinate Trump tweets. So just hundreds and hundreds a day. I mean, I've stopped looking anymore. It's ridiculous. But here was a tweet from somebody in the immediate aftermath of this attack. The attacks in Brussels are why Donald Trump shouldn't be president. His violent rhetoric would only induce attacks like this. Okay, this is a guy who was against the Iraq war from the start. Hillary Clinton voted for that war, which killed nearly a million Muslims. Hillary Clinton was behind the Libya and Syria debacle.
Allied with Al-Qaeda.
This terror threat.
And she was allied with Al-Qaeda there, then in Syria. Go ahead.
Yeah, but it's all Donald Trump's fault, because he was against a war that killed nearly a million Muslims. That doesn't make much sense, does it? Then you've got another one here. If you've already blamed what's happened in Brussels on Islamic immigrants, then you're a racist. You are a racist. Well, Islam is not a race to begin with, okay? So you've got that sentiment over and over again. You've got leftists saying, don't politicize this tragedy, while they politicize it to blame the people who they're ideologically aligned against. So you've got the typical stock response from the left. And again, it's the ostrich brigade. They will stick their head in the sand and bleat all day, Islam is a religion of peace. Islam is a religion of peace. They then face the reality, and only by facing the reality are we going to reduce this kind of terrorism.
I agree. I want to get you guys, I know you're busy writing articles and getting ready, but Tucker Carlson's coming on. I want to get you both to pop in like 40 after or so, just for 10 minutes with him and make some points, because this is really powerful radio and TV. I personally am seriously angry, because I can see the plan now. It's so dastardly. It's meant to kill our freedoms. It makes me sick. And Paul, just a quick comment, and then Joe. Do you not concur with me, or do you disagree, or do you feel in your gut, as I've been saying, it's a buildup, that this is the beginning of something really bad? I know they have sleeper cells everywhere. It's admitted. And they're getting ready to go absolutely ape. And then somehow we're going to be blamed for it. I mean, this is incredible.
Well, if you look at what the top security experts in Belgium are saying today, they're completely overwhelmed. They've got every single police detective, every single intelligence expert in Belgium chasing these jihadis around everywhere. They can't cope. They're completely overwhelmed. So if they have enough, if they have enough organization to do this really on a larger scale, then yes, it's going to happen, because there's simply not enough resources to track it all. And as I said, in places like Molenbeek, they've got so much support just from all the other Islamists, that only emboldens
them. Well, that's the issue. They brought in alien, outside, radical jihad transplants, and these people are being celebrated as heroes, and the attacks will just get worse and worse. Thank you, Paul Powerful. Thank you, Biggs. We'll be back with Tucker Carlson.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have Tucker Carlson, the man that heads up thedailycaller.com, one of the top news sites in the world, not just alternative news, but leading the news, of course, featured quite a bit on drudgereport.com, infowars.com, you name it. And I wanted to get him on about election 2016. He's had great coverage on Fox weekdays and on the weekends with the show he hosts. But now we have these big attacks. And look, I want to be clear. What I've said over the years has been misrepresented by the mainstream media. And so I don't blame people like Carlson when he would just hear gestalts of it saying, you know, that guy's a kook. Because the media would say that I said, this is what Hardball host said, Chris Matthews, that Bush had a plunger like Wile E. Coyote and blew up the World Trade Center towers. What I said is, from what I saw in the news at the time and our sources in Congress, was that radicals in Saudi Arabia and their government, some of their royal family, were funding the hijackers. The FBI was ordered to stand down. That was in the news. And that in the congressional report that came out a few years after 9/11, that there was basically a stand down ordered at NORAD and that they flew the bin Ladens out of the country. And that was in the Miami Herald. So I said inside job, false flag, because criminal elements in both parties stood to gain and they allowed those attacks to take place. I believe there's radical Islam. I'm totally against it. I'm a classical liberal. I can't stand the way Saudi Arabia beheads gay people. I can't stand the way the jihadists throw, Catholic priests off of cliffs and homosexuals. And then I see the left allied with them. So when I say what happened in Brussels, Belgium, that's killed 34 people and hundreds injured, more they think are going to die, in huge bombings that happened earlier this morning, I'm saying it's a false flag in that Hollande and Merkel and all the rest of them brought millions of people in from war-torn zones that they knew were connected to Saudi Arabia and Qatar and jihadis and who said they were going to attack. And they've got Stinger missiles. That came out from Benghazi. Why would our governments bring these people in? To declare civil emergencies, take people's rights in France and Germany, arrest nationalist leaders like Marie Le Pen, that's not even as hardcore as Donald Trump. The left wants to arrest Trump. The Washington Post last weekend said, could he be fined or indicted or sued because he's causing the violence? No, he's not. So that's where I'm coming from here is, are they that dumb to bring jihadis in and know they're not going to attack, or are they using it to take liberties? Regardless, they are aiding and abetting it. They are involved in it, so it's a false flag. It's a real jihadi attack. But if I'm involved and let you in, knowing what you're going to do, then I am partially to blame. And so that's where I really stand when I say false flag. Because NATO and our own government has been helping fund al-Qaeda groups in Syria, and now they're coming through Turkey. This isn't blowback. They knew this would happen. That's what the Pentagon 4 years ago went on TV. All these top, I had Colonel Schaefer on, you name it. That's why General Dempsey, then chairman of the Joint Chiefs, went to Obama the night before the air raid started on Assad and said, we're not going to be the air force of al-Qaeda. So they changed the name to ISIS. No one's defending Assad, but he is a good guy compared to ISIS and al-Qaeda. The Russians have come in, kicked al-Qaeda and ISIS butt. Now all these refugees that came in to invade, almost all of them, are going into Europe. Why is the left inviting them in? Why is the left saying, we want you here? Why are they telling German women don't wear short skirts, don't go out at night? Why are they beating up BBC crews and 60 Minute crews all over Europe at bus stations? They've now mutated hardcore leftist garbage with hardcore radical Islam. And it's bizarre. It's crazy. And it really makes me ask, what is the left doing? Because I've never been what you call a right winger. I'm a libertarian. But I got to tell you, the left is the most sickening political amalgamation I've ever seen. They have rotted. Now, I'm ranting. Tucker Carlson is joining us for the next 47 minutes. I really appreciate Tucker coming on, dailycaller.com. Tucker, that's my rant. Now you know face-to-face where I stand when I say false flag. Do you agree with that, disagree with that, and where do you see this going? How is the left, from Obama to Merkel to Hollande, going to deal with these sleeper cells clearly ramping up? How are they going to blame Donald Trump? Because they're in the news. Trump already blaming Muslims, immigration, for terror attacks. I've seen dozens of articles today in mainstream news blaming him somehow. Will the public really buy this, Tucker Carlson?
Well, you know, I guess I don't fully understand what the term false flag means, so I can't endorse that idea. I do think that you're right that the left has made this possible. I don't think they've invited terror attacks on purpose. I think the explanation is more prosaic, more obvious. This is a result of the guilt of the successful. This is when, you know, Western nations have begun to feel that they're not justified in being as successful as they are. In the case of Germany, Angela Merkel, in effect, runs Europe, and she has the special burden of German war guilt, which makes it impossible for her and many Germans, frankly, in elite positions, to look at the rest of the world clearly. They always feel that they're in a morally inferior position. And so it's impossible for them to say, this is an inferior culture. These people believe things that are a threat to liberal Western values. They're a threat to us. They can't make normal common
sense. So you're saying it's total self-loathing, self-hating.
Of course it is. You know, because you know these people, and I live next to them. By the way, I don't think any of them welcome terror attacks. I don't think any of them are evil on purpose. I don't even think the president is evil on purpose. But I really think they're starting from a place where they are incapable or unwilling to consider the cultures that give rise to radical jihad inferior to our own. And you saw that in the president's remarks from Cuba this morning. The first thing he said was, you're also at fault, America. Basically, this is a problem that comes from racism. We can't, you know, be biased against one another on the basis of race or national origin or religion. Basically, using a denunciation of terror attacks to scold America for its intolerance. This is the reason that this whole order, world order, post-war, Second World War order that we have now is going to crumble, because it's not adequate, it's not strong enough to fight the forces that are now attacking us, because they don't believe that they're right. In order to run a country or defend a civilization, you have to kind of believe that you're better than the people you're fighting, and they just don't believe that.
So it comes down to the fact that they hate the West, they have self-loathing,
right,
and they want to be the managers over this whole multicultural nightmare. I mean, I see that for a lot of them, and I think you're right, Tucker, for maybe 60%, but there's a sicker part to the social engineering that they know if they bring in incompatible groups, there's going to be a lot of friction, and then the state can come in with political correctness and more speech control and make us comply with radical Islam. Look at Europe banning right-wing and nationalist groups protesting and you know, taking their rights away.
Well, of course. I mean, because that's always the response. Someone horrible, whether it's domestic or international, does something unacceptable, and you need to give up your rights as a response to that, rather than, you know, punishing the person responsible. You, middle America, need to stop doing this, that, the other thing. It's your fault. Of course, I agree with that. And also in this country, there's a direct political implication, which is more immigration means more Democratic voters. So that's always kind of present in the calculation for Democratic politicians. You can't prevent anyone from moving here because they're going to vote for you.
Sure. What about the left love affair? Because the left doesn't, you know, at the universities, loves radical Islamics more than anybody I've ever seen, even though radical Islamics would kill gays, lesbians, liberals in a minute in their home country. And the main groups they seem to want to bring in are radical jihadis that are invading more moderate Muslim countries.
Well, that's the hilarious part, is that you hear Trump denounced every day. I'm not flacking for Trump. I just marvel at this as a sexist, okay, because he's, I don't know, he's intolerant. Well, really, if you think about it, Trump is criticizing cultures that literally don't allow women to drive or to appear in public or to have physical contact with men, not their wives.
Or pour acid on their faces if they talk back.
Right. I'm sorry to laugh, but it's just so insane. If you're a sincere feminist and you're worried about preserving the rights of women, and by the way, as the father of three daughters, I'm sympathetic to that, then aren't you most angry at the culture? And it's like a third of the world that doesn't allow women basic human and civil rights. No, you're
and
not.
And I have daughters. I have daughters. I am at a fundamental level disgusted by that. And then the left tells me that I don't care about women as if they have some moral superiority they just make up. I mean, does that annoy you as a father as well?
Well, what really surprises me is the frequency with which you hear the term sexist and the rarity with which you hear it defined. So, like, you're a sexist, which in other words means just shut up. You're not allowed in this conversation. Your point of view doesn't matter. But nobody ever defines what it is to be a sexist. What does that exactly mean? Or what does it mean to be a racist? As long as these terms are going to be career-ending, as long as they're going to be the most powerful terms we have to deploy in public conversation, shouldn't we define them with some precision so we know what they mean? And yet the people throwing them out have no incentive to define them, because that would of course, reduce their power. So it's you literally hear feminists on the one hand say, Donald Trump or whoever I don't agree with politically or who's against abortion is a sexist. And yet they simultaneously make excuses for cultures that literally believe women aren't entirely human. So maybe it's time to start defining things a little bit more.
Well, I played a clip three times the last week of the Chicago, you know, basically riots against Trump, where a guy's interviewing some ladies that have Mexican flags. He's being polite to them. But you know, they're basically saying racist stuff. And then the white woman comes over and says, these are women of color. You're a white male. You don't have a right to speak to them because of your male privilege.
I know.
And she's totally disconnected from reality. What? Why are the universities teaching this? I don't know where this is coming from.
Well, I mean, they're teaching it because they're not challenged on it. I mean, look, it would be good to get back to first principles, okay, and to hold people accountable to those principles. And one of them is, you're not allowed to attack people on the basis of qualities they can't control, okay? That would be their gender, their skin color, their ethnicity. These are not things anyone's responsible for. They're things you're born with. And therefore, we don't hold people responsible for them. I don't hold you responsible for what your parents did. I don't hold you responsible for how tall you are. I hold you responsible for decisions that you make. And this used to be something that all good people, all liberals in the best sense, agreed on. And yet somehow we've gotten to a place where it's okay to attack people based on these immutable characteristics. It seems to me, if you're going to fix America, and by fix, I mean help us get along better and stop hating each other so much, have a more prosperous, safer, more stable society, I think that's, we can all agree that's a good goal, then really one of the very first things you need to say is, this is unacceptable. You're really not allowed to do that. And yet the left does it with impunity. They do it with high levels of aggression. The president himself does it all the time, writing people off because of the way they look or their race. What's the end game here? What do you think this winds up? If you tell people that they are hated by others in their society for reasons that they can't control, boy, you wind up creating conflict that does not go away, that's not resolved, and that winds up in a very ugly place down the line. And I think they're doing it. I don't know if they're doing it on purpose, but they're certainly doing it.
What about Hillary Clinton saying, it's up on dailycaller.com right now, saying that, hey, yeah, we'll give illegals health care. Well, they already get to come have their babies here. I'm not against people from China or Mexico or Eastern Europe, but I don't get to go have a baby for free. And, man, I pay a lot of taxes. And there's this attitude that, well, you're rich, you're an American, you should have to pay this stuff. Really, I saw the IRS try to take my grandfather's house after he and my grandmother were both sick, and it was a modest house, and then they had to basically sell it to give the IRS stuff they claimed was back taxes that wasn't. So I don't know where my white privilege is. I've been arrested in New York for peacefully demonstrating against the Iraq war just because I didn't have any white privilege. Then I watched footage of Black Lives Matter and other groups attacking police in New York, and the police do nothing. So in my experience, I don't know where this white privilege is. I'm really missing out on it, Tucker.
Well, anyone who alleges the white privilege is by definition a racist. I mean, I think we can say that, and we should say that. I mean, that's not a legitimate form of conversation. That's tarring an entire group based on the way they look. That's the definition of racism, and I think people should just stand up and say that because it's true. As for Hillary promising Obamacare to people here illegally, on so many levels, this is shocking, and it should be on the front page of the New York Times. It's not today because they have Donald Trump to hate. But this is one of the big lies of Obamacare, and I'm sorry, I don't want to sound like your garden variety right winger, but it's just true. So when they rolled this out, they claimed what? You could keep your coverage. They claimed it would reduce costs, and they said, above all, we're not going to give these benefits, $5,000 per year per person, to people here illegally. They're not eligible.
Incredible.
Remember that? And remember Joe Wilson during the President's State of the Union stood up and said, you lied. Everyone said, oh, Joe Wilson, you criticized the president. You're obviously a racist. You're from South Carolina. Of course you're a racist. It turns out Joe Wilson was right. They did lie. Now they pulled off the mask, and they're admitting that they want to give these federal benefits.
That's right. It was a huge controversy. There are no death panels. There's no rationing of care. You can keep your doctor. We're not going to give illegals health care. But there it was in the bill, and they just counted on the public. I remember MSNBC and CNN both said, I was racist. Alex Jones is racist, deeply racist on MSNBC. He doesn't like Obamacare because Obama's black. No, my dad was in the medical care industry managing hundreds of clinics. He was getting ready to retire. He read the bill. He was a lobbyist at the state level, and he was advising businesses to exit, you know, the country. He retired. I was an expert. I knew it was a scam, and they just called me a racist because I warned the American people it was a screw job.
Yeah, I mean, it's a shame that the president who was, you know, elected 8 years ago on this idea he was going to unify the country, that he was a physical atonement for America's past sins, and we're going to move past all that and become a post-racial country, which, by the way, I welcomed. I didn't vote for the guy because I disagree with him, but that part of it I really liked. I mean, that was a great promise.
Me too.
Instead, he has been the most racially, explicitly and intentionally racially divisive president we've ever had by a factor of I don't know how much.
Let me ask you a bunch of questions. Here, we got 5 minutes to break, and I want to come back and go through what you think is most important in election 2016. Tucker Carlson, TheDailyCaller.com, also Fox News contributor. He's one of the few people, I'm going to get him in trouble at Fox, that hasn't succumbed to Trump bashing. He and Hannity, I've really seen some behavior that is just bizarro because it's not fair. I mean, I expect that from MSNBC. I expect it from CNBC, but it shows why the establishment's so scared. But getting into Trump, and obviously the other channels are worse, but man, I tell you, why do you think from George Soros to the Republican leadership to the Chinese communist that there is such a conniption fit over Trump and such a misrepresentation over the things he's saying and the total freakout? Because me personally, I'm worried he used to like Hillary Clinton and used to work with these people. I'm worried this is rhetoric. It's not strong enough. And then but then I ask, why is the political establishment so scared when they know Obama told people, hey, don't worry, I'm for NAFTA and GATT, I'm for globalism, I'm just claiming I'm against it. Why are they scared of Trump so much, in your expert opinion, Tucker Carlson?
Well, there are a couple of reasons. I mean, the obvious reasons are he says reckless things and he doesn't know much about policy. That is all true, by the way. That's completely true. Those are legitimate criticisms of Trump. There are also a lot of other things going on, especially in Washington. Trump came out and criticized the Iraq War. Think about it. Virtually every Republican in office or in some leadership position in the party, the RNC or the congressional committees, is implicated in the Bush administration in some way. That was, in effect, a personal attack on them. They resent it.
That's
they
right.
hate it. They take it personally.
Trump doesn't want to attack countries that don't attack us. He's a manly position.
By the way, 95% of Americans agree with that. I mean, this is the problem. And I'm not, you know, brooding about the Iraq War every day, but if you can't look back at the Iraq War and say, you know, that was a mistake. We did it for the right motives, but we blew it. I'm sorry, and we're not going to do it again. Trust us, we're not going to do anything reckless like that again. If the Republican Party had said that 10 years ago, we wouldn't be having this conversation now. But instead, they enforced this ludicrous orthodoxy on their members where nobody could say out loud what was obviously true, which was it didn't go for
That's right. The Republicans should be endorsing him like Reagan, in my view, and thanking God he's atoning for stuff and was against it at the time. That would be great for the party.
Well, telling the truth in the end is always your best bet because, A, you don't have to remember what you said because you really believed it. And second, it kind of rings true with people, and people appreciate that, especially now in this moment where everyone is required to lie all the time. Nobody can say what he really thinks for fear of being punished. I don't mean bigoted, hateful things. I mean, like, obvious, normal, common sense things. When was the last time you didn't say something you thought for fear of being punished? I mean, in your case, it probably doesn't apply, but for the average person, this is like a daily occurrence.
Sure.
And so to see someone like Trump come up and just say, you know, I don't even care. I'm so rich or crazy or whatever. I'm just going to say what I think.
Sure.
That is thrilling, even if you disagree with him. And so that is a lot of it right there. And then the third point, which you obviously understand, is he's a direct threat to their power. And
yeah, the K Street people are literally crapping their pants.
Well, the K Street people are kind of accommodationists. I mean, they have a Mediterranean point of view. That doesn't matter who's in power. They'll thrive. But the party people, the people who hold positions of authority within the Republican Party, like it's over for them. It is already over for them. Even if Trump doesn't get the nomination, they've been exposed.
Let me ask you this. Is it arrogance, fear, or stupidness that top Republicans come out and say, we don't care if you get the nomination, we're taking it, we're changing the rules today, we're going to drop you, we'd rather Hillary? I mean, even if they're going to cheat Trump, they shouldn't be saying it. It's a bad move. Or do you disagree with me? I mean, it just seems like they're crazy.
They don't care, by the way. They have more in common with Hillary, a lot of them anyway, on foreign policy and economics.
Sure, but why would they say it, Tucker? That's what I'm asking.
Here's the point. Once they attacked him on identity politics grounds, once they said, not only are you wrong, but you're immoral, you're a racist, and you're a sexist. Once they compared him to Adolf Hitler, which they have a lot, they did today in a magazine I used to work for in Washington, compared him to Hitler. You can't walk back from that. You can't, once you believe someone is Adolf Hitler.
So they're totally committed.
Like a month later, you're not going to say, yeah, he was Hitler, but now we kind of see eye to eye. It's over. You can't ever support the guy. And so they've gotten themselves into a position where, as they put it on Twitter, never Trump. And it just becomes more extreme from there. Once you compare someone to Hitler, it's not even worth arguing with.
Sure. So they made the mistake. They think they have left cover because they're joining the liberal media. They're a bunch of old men, mainly. They're not computer savvy. They think because MSNBC and CNN suddenly like them, everything must be okay. They have no idea that is discrediting them like nothing they could ever do. These guys are basically self-immolating themselves in front of us, in my view.
Well, that is totally true. And by the way, if they disagree with his points on trade or immigration, which is legitimate, many people do, explain why they're wrong. Tell me why we should have open.
Yeah, don't use leftist ideology just calling him Hitler and a racist.
It's not even ideology. It's like the lowest tactic. What they're basically saying is shut up. They're not answering any of his arguments to the extent he has arguments. They're not rebutting his positions. They're just telling him to be quiet and go away. That's, you know, mommy wants you to shut up, so please do. That's not an adult response. Like, what is the argument for bringing Syrian refugees to America? They're so offended that
it's crazy.
What's the argument for it? I haven't heard what the argument for it is. I'm open. Convince me. Tell me why I should.
Yeah, tell me when that. Most of them are invader jihadis that came to take over land. Tell them why I should bring the most hateful radical Islamists to America. Please explain it to me. Look how good it's going for Europe today.
Yeah, but they don't bother. So it's, hey, you're Hitler. Shut up. and really, he has, and I'm not, again, endorsing Trump, and I have real concerns about Trump because I don't think he learns.
Sure, but you're saying the attack's illegitimate. Tucker Carlson, stay there. Come back, you'll have the floor. Let's go over it. And I'm going to play some clips of social justice warriors calling for the end of free speech and a lot more, and Trump warning that Brussels, Belgium is a hellhole. My reporters were there when he said that. They couldn't go through half the city without having radical Muslims just come running, screaming at them, trying to run over them with cars.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
Gentlemen, I was just talking to Tim Kennedy, famous Green Beret, all sorts of secretive army groups he's part of we can't mention on air. He'll be with us for a full hour coming up after Tucker Carlson leaves us. We're going to have Joe Biggs and Paul Watson popping in for questions from London and right here in Texas for Tucker Carlson here in about 8 minutes. But I tell you, during the three-minute break, I was almost late getting back in here because there's a reason the establishment obviously doesn't want people like Tim Kennedy to start getting on radio and TV and talking about politics, because I'm back there during the break and just everything coming out of his mouth is just dead on with what's happening in this country and this world. And that's why I continue to say our military, especially special ops people, but the military period, are the most awake, informed folks. I mean, they are the polar opposite of dumbed-down communist social justice warriors at the colleges who, I'm sorry, look like self-propelled stomachs, hate freedom, hate this country, hate everybody, including themselves, love jihadists, though, and hate our military. So it's amazing. Tim, you got a lot coming up today. We're about to go back to Tucker Carlson, but just briefly talking to you in there as you stand in front of the George Washington banner. Overall, what are some of the things you're going to be covering in the third hour with us, my friend?
There's a shift right now where we keep talking about domestic terrorism, guys in Oregon or, you know, like people at Trump rallies, where the emphasis and the entire focus needs to be on what's really going on right now. Brussels is an example, San Bernardino, Boston, Paris. Like, this is not going to stop until we recognize and understand and have a shift, a paradigm shift of where we are focusing and what we're talking about. Political correctness has to go away. We need to wake up as a nation because things are getting scary.
Absolutely. I tell you, a few guys can sit there next to George Washington and actually compliment him. How do you like standing next to old George there?
I'm humbled. You know, like that's the man. You want to talk about a guy that understood what terrorism is, what tyranny is, and did something to change that. That's this guy.
Well, I can't wait to have you in studio, my friend, and hopefully we can get Shane Steiner in here as well. But thank you for joining us today.
It'll be fun.
All right, that's Tim Kennedy coming up in the third hour today, and then hosting the fourth hour today, we're going to have Rob Dew. Going back to Tucker Carlson of thedailycaller.com, that's a good point that Mr. Kennedy just brought up. I mean, you see Hillary, Homeland Security, Obama, Big Sis, then Holder, now Lynch, saying, no, the number one threat is veterans, gun owners, patriots, conservatives. We need the IRS to target Christians. MSNBC doesn't even back away from that. They're proud of it, the persecution of people. There's almost no right-wing terrorism in this country, but they don't want to worry about Islamic terror. They want to obsess on that. What do you think's behind that?
Well, self-hatred, of course, and a loathing of America's middle class. And it's not, you know, it's not just on the left, by the way. It's on full display right now on the right in Washington, New York, and Los Angeles. They just hate people who live between Brentwood and Georgetown. I mean, they're considered, you know, mouth breathers, idiots, proto-Klansmen. They just don't like them. And so that's why you see the president and Hillary Clinton and, you know, the head of the DOJ at every turn blame Americans first. This happened because you're intolerant. You're bigots. You're contributing to global warming. You drive a Suburban and don't like black people. That's why this happened. I mean, that's their first instinct every time. And I'm just kind of surprised how nobody ever calls them on it. Again, the president, in his remarks from Havana this morning, the first thing he said was, you know, racism. This is what happens when you don't come together and that you don't like people on the basis of their skin color. Really? That's the lesson? That America's racist? No, that's not the lesson. The lesson is we're being attacked. It's not our fault. And we should fight back. But that's not the lesson he draws.
And by the way, we have the clip. It's up on InfoWars.com where Obama apologizes to Raul Castro, a dictator that has hundreds of thousands in political prisons, for America and says, please advise us how to be better. Most of their houses are collapsing. People live in government shelters. The state raises the kids. They can't make an automobile. And we're going to be lectured by a Caribbean dictatorship. It is surreal for me to see this happen.
Well, it's totally surreal. And I've been upset about the Obama administration for a number of years, but I was actually shocked by that. When I saw Obama apologize for, you know, the Spanish-American War of 1898, we kicked out the Spanish, but we did so because we wanted influence over Cuba. We're apologizing for, are you kidding? To the Castros who led this crackdown of dissidents, people just hoping to exercise, you know, the freedom to speak what they think before Obama got there. He doesn't even mention that. I mean, the whole thing is so demented. It's so upside down. And the coverage of it is just appalling. And I don't want to just be, again, another right winger complaining about the media coverage, but I've been in it my whole life. And I've never seen it like this. I mean, the Washington Post every day is just this roster of Trump is Hitler stories, and there's no coverage.
Sure, you know, under Bush, I got criticized as a super leftist because I didn't like a lot of things Bush was doing, Patriot Act, wars. But I got to say, I mean, even Jonathan Turley, the big liberal constitutional lawyer, says Obama is three times worse than Bush. Well, that was 5 years ago. How about 10 times worse? I mean, I'm just calling it like it is. This is crazy. And it's almost like a deviance, like, let's blame Christians. Let's blame America. Oh, let's listen to communist dictators to tell us how to run things, Mr. Dictator. It is so comical if it wasn't so serious, Tucker.
Right. And it is deviant. You're exactly right. And I don't fully understand the psychology of it. I grew up in a liberal neighborhood, so I have a gut feeling for it. But anything that is perverse or unattractive or unhealthy or mean or against sort of, you know, normal people is what they gravitate toward. I don't understand it. I mean, you see it with this transgender stuff, and I have mixed feelings about it because I have no ill will toward transgender people, and I think you ought to be able to dress however you want or whatever. But the aggression with which they pushed it on everybody else and anybody who thinks it's, you know, sad that someone might want to change his gender, since that's, of course, physically impossible.
We just lost Tucker Carlson's Skype. Tucker, you were getting into gender impossible to change. Your Skype broke up. Go ahead.
I'm not here to attack transgendered people.
I'm not either. I'm wondering why it's the number one issue.
I just find it amazing that as the world collapses, as the world order established after World War II is literally crumbling in front of us, the left spends so much time worrying about transgendered bathrooms.
That's it. I could care less about people doing whatever. I'm a libertarian, but why is it all I turn on TV with my kids, even on Nickelodeon, it's about trannies? I mean, since when do we become planet tranny? There goes the Skype again. I guess you say planet tranny, the Skype breaks up. You're not allowed to say that. Tucker Carlson is our guest. Joe Biggs is in the other studio. He has some breaking news on the situation. While we get Tucker Carlson back on Skype right now, Paul Watson will pop back in from London, England. Going to Joe Biggs while we get Tucker back up. Joe, breaking news on the situation. Tim Kennedy makes a great point. Why are we obsessed about libertarian or right-wing or patriot terror when it's almost non-existent, but jihad terror, we're told, doesn't exist?
Because it goes against the narrative that they're pushing. They want us to be accepting. They want us to allow these people to come in so they can destroy our country. That's why Bernie Sanders is so popular. They want something like that. You know, it makes no sense why this is such a popular thing right now, to go after these patriot groups who are literally standing up for good reason. The fact that the BLM is actually taking their land in mass numbers versus a group of people who are actually radical, beheading people, throwing homosexuals off bridges, going in, beheading people, killing them, murdering them, raping them. I just don't understand why there's such this fascination with these domestic terrorists that I think is completely and totally out of this world. I mean, there's nothing really going on. And then we're not to worry about these guys coming over here and killing us in mass numbers. We saw it happen in San Bernardino. We saw that the fact that today Brussels was already on high alert. They already were worrying about something like this happen. And like Paul said earlier, they are stretched so few far and beyond, they don't even have the officers to actually protect those people right now.
And obviously, it's an impossible job for the police and counterterrorism forces once you bring in, like Brussels has done the last 2 years, 500,000 people from radical areas. It's impossible once you open the gates and bring people in to protect everybody. The border is where you do that.
CNBC is tweeting out right now the Obama administration is expected to announce new measures to tighten security at U.S. airports following the Brussels attacks. And then you also have presidential candidate Ted Cruz coming out just not too long ago. Travis actually sent me a video where he comes out and says, due to the nature of Donald Trump's words that he spoke, what he said yesterday at AIPAC, this is the reason why these attacks in Brussels happened, because he said that we shouldn't have as much time. We shouldn't work with NATO. And they said because Brussels.
I know, it's
is
crazy. He's pointing out NATO helped back ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Yeah. Thank you, Joe, for that pop, and we'll come back to you in the next segment. We do have Tucker Carlson back via Skype. Tucker, I've been ranting here, bringing up a lot of my points. DailyCaller.com, of course, you're one of the founders and owners of that major site that I consider to be libertarian and populist, not even so much establishment Republican. Is the Republican Party, I want you to get into any subject you want to now, but is the Republican Party in danger of destroying itself right as it becomes populist, right as record numbers come into it? Even if Trump has problems, shouldn't they be cautiously supporting him, trying to influence him in a good way? They won't even meet with him, the leadership. And then they say, we'd rather destroy the party and get Hillary elected. I mean, that really proves it's a one-party system. Where do you see all that going, and what other big issues are on your plate?
Well, the party isn't being destroyed. It's being reborn, whether you agree with it or not. But, I mean, political parties exist to serve their voters. I mean, that's the only reason we have them. And they change. They ultimately have to change to respond to the things that actual voters care about. And America's economy, its demography, everything about it has changed dramatically in the last 20 years, and the Republican Party hasn't. That's okay. This has happened a lot in American history, where the parties are, you know, lagging indicators of reality. But at some point, they have to catch up, and that's what you're seeing now. And so what you're seeing is not, again, the destruction of the Republican Party. What you're seeing is the imminent exile of the people who run the Republican Party to somewhere else. I mean, they're obviously not on board, and that's fine. But the party itself is becoming something very, very different. And it should. I'm not saying it should go full crazy populist or anything like that, but I'm saying it does need to adjust. Think of it this way. For all the attention they get, the people in Washington who truly hate Trump, the never Trump people, is a pretty small group. I mean, I don't know what percentage of the population of America they comprise, but I mean, way under 1%. I think your point about influencing him is the smartest of all points that nobody ever makes. But look, if you disagree with Trump, if you think he's uninformed on the issues, and I think he is uninformed on some of the issues, why not inform him? Why not suborn him? Rather than saying you're going to beat him in a street fight, which you're not, because you're a pudgy, soft-handed little intellectual dork from D.C., you're never going to beat Trump in a fight, of course, and they haven't. They spent $500 million trying to beat him, and they haven't. Why don't you try to win him over? Why don't you try to inform him? Why don't you try and transfer some of your ideas to him? Go down to Florida.
Tucker, I hate to even say this because it's inside baseball and they'll run with it. I don't want to hurt Trump. Trump listens to what we say. They tell us, watch next week. I'm coming out against the Federal Reserve. Watch next week. And then I personally, you know, talk to him some off air. And he literally is either the biggest manipulator ever or he's for real. He literally listens to what I and others say. It's amazing. Other people don't even think about trying to inform him. I mean, if you're not arrogant and you go up and actually talk to Trump, he will listen to you.
Exactly. Exactly. So why not go down to Florida and say, look, Mr. Trump, you're great. You've done a great job expanding the Republican Party. I think you're awesome. But here's the thing about trade that you should know. Whatever. I mean, or try to convince him, try to win him over. Calling him a Nazi is not the same as debating him or trying to suborn him or do things that adults do. Like, look, nobody in a position of leadership goes to war as a first option. The Romans didn't. The Ottomans didn't. No wise ruler immediately declares war on his opponents. He tries to negotiate first. You try and win.
Well, that's the thing. Trump is really nice. If you're successful and you've been successful, and he will listen to you and at least take the counsel. But if you attack him first, he listens to nothing you say.
But everybody's like that. I'm like that. You're like that. Most people are like that. And everybody, most people operate that way, except the leaders of the Republican Party who were so stupid and so walled off in their tiny little world that they thought they could make this guy go away. And the reason they thought that was they didn't take him seriously and they didn't take his voters seriously. They don't care what their voters think. They think their voters are stupid. They're snake-handling evangelicals in the South. They're idiot OxyContin-addicted, you know, dumb people in Appalachia. And they're survivalists out West. And they can just shut up and vote for the nominee that their party gives them. And by the way, that's worked. But it has stopped working this cycle, and they refuse to acknowledge that. At some point, you have to engage your own voters. You have to listen to them. Maybe you moderate them. You try to bring them along, but you have to reach some accommodation. You can't just give them the finger and tell them you're going to impose something on them. That doesn't work in a democracy. And you think they would know that, but they didn't. And now they're going to be punished and destroyed for it. And by the way, even though I'm not fully on board with Trump, I have some concerns. I have zero sympathy for the people who run the Republican Party.
Well, that's my issue. I have a lot of issues with Trump.
And horrible. I think they deserve to lose their purchase of power. They live in the richest city in the world. And the only reason it is because it's close physically to those in power. I think the whole arrangement is disgusting. And they deserve to be replaced by people who are a little smarter and a little more responsive to actual Americans. I do think that.
And I see the Republican and Democratic leadership as just completely arrogant, out of touch, like never before.
Oh, well, look at this. I mean, the sad thing about the Trump story is it's obscured this amazing thing that's happening on the left, where Hillary Clinton has been revealed as someone who does not represent her party at all. Hillary Clinton is totally out of step with the Democratic base. The only reason that's not obvious is because she's done what every Democratic president for my lifetime has done, which is scare minority voters into supporting him or her through accusations of racism.
That's right. She's stolen it from Sanders. As much as I hate him, it's true. She stole it early on, but it's okay. Now the Republicans are getting ready to change the rules and steal it from Trump. This is insane. Let's play a clip of one of these liberals. You may have seen it because Hannity played this, where she's sitting there saying, you're not allowed to interview a woman of color because you're white. It is this insane racism and self-loathing that is just over the top. Here's the clip.
So I say, no, you do not have permission to walk around videotaping women of color and acting like you can do that and the rest of us can't. Aren't you quite aware by holding that video camera on me that you are surrounded by your privilege, right? Take your privilege somewhere else, please. Because your privilege is not welcome here. So unless you are here to dismantle your privilege, please find somewhere else to go.
That's the rebel pundit with that info. Wow. And it just goes on and on with, in the same clip as them saying, we're communists, we're going to kill you. And they come up and say, you're going to kill? And they go, oh, no, I don't mean literally kill. I mean, where do these rich, yuppie kids crawl out from under a rock?
Well, yeah, I'm sure, I don't know who that woman is. I'm sure she has tenure somewhere. I'm sure I'm sending her money every month that she gave my kids.
Yeah.
The irony's about. But I guess I just take three steps back. Where do you think this ends up? When you encourage stuff like this, when you encourage groups of people to hate each other based on immutable characteristics like skin color, what do you think the end game is? The end game is something really, really ugly. Look at the rest of the world.
Tucker, stay there. Stay there. Tucker Carlson, DailyCaller.com. I'm going to come back and ask the Fox pundit where he thinks the end game is going in our final segment straight ahead. Then, Tim Kennedy, Black Ops Commander in studio.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
The next stop,
It's our final segment of the hour with Tucker Carlson of thedailycaller.com. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And again, a lot of other sites, and people don't promote other news sites and things. Look, I don't care. As long as you're promoting freedom, the Second Amendment, private property, and national sovereignty, and you're not anti-free speech, I support you. Daily Caller is great. Drudge Report's great. WorldNet Daily's great. InfoWars is great. There's not a lot of other really big sites out there that actually cover real issues. It's scary that there's just so much garbage. But the good news is our sites just get bigger and bigger because we do have a choice. And, you know, we don't blame Trump like certain people do for what happened over in Europe. Just truly bizarre. He's the one that actually warned of it. I want to find out from Tucker in closing what he thinks the end game is, how we counter this, whether he thinks we're going to make it out of this or not here in just a moment. But first, InfoWarsStore.com is one of the ways we fund this operation. Hillary for President t-shirts to promote the First Amendment. We have a big special running for the next 4 or 5 days. Liver Shield and Deep Cleanse, 20% off when you get them together, 15% off when you get them by themselves. Get them with the Oxy Powder, and you can also get a 20% off on that as well. Go check out the cleanse for yourself. It's the highest rated one out there on third-party sites to really get your liver to detox. Your gallbladder, you name it, it's amazing. Watch the informational videos, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. Also, sign up at InfoWars.com/newsletter to get special news alerts and more. Back to Tucker Carlson. Again, I know you're a busy guy. A lot coming up. I see the end game is trying to shut down free speech from the left. You're going to be covering the RNC, DNC, obviously, for Fox News and the Daily Caller. But what else is in the end game?
Well, I mean, I do think that is a goal of many on the left. I this idea that hate speech, whatever that is, hate speech is defined as something I don't agree with, is somehow not protected by the First Amendment, is taught as fact on college campuses. So you're seeing an entire generation of kids growing up who believe that there are some things that you shouldn't be allowed to say and should be punished for saying, when, of course, that, you know, the whole idea of America is that you can say what you think is true. What is the end game? I don't know. I mean, I'll tell you what I fear is tribalism, and that is the main problem in most countries in the rest of the world. People hate each other based on how they look or where they're from, and so you have these societies that are not cohesive at all, where no one can relax.
So dumb down, balkanization. And isn't that clearly the left's main mode of control?
I mean, I don't know if that is intentional or not. I mean, I think most people, including most on the left, work by instinct. Clearly, they're driven by self-loathing and by the idea that America itself is illegitimate.
So they're really not conscious. I mean, I agree with you, because when I talk to them, they're so stupid. I don't mean to be elitist. I never thought of myself as that smart. I thought, like, quiet trendies must be real smart. But you talk to them, they're literally morons.
Yeah, well, I think that's true. I mean, I think most people don't kind of think through the implications of what they believe. They kind of motor on day by instinct. But I do think you want to consciously try to prevent your society from becoming balkanized. The idea that you can have many cultures living harmoniously next to one another is false. It's never happened. You can have many races living next to each other, many religions, but you have to share a common culture, a common set of beliefs. You have to be engaged.
You got to buy into the country. You got to buy into free market. You got to buy into free speech.
Exactly. Or else you're divided, and that just doesn't end well. And the one thing that bums me out about America, I love this country, but people don't have a global perspective. Like, they don't have a sense of what the histories of other countries are and what they've done wrong and what the consequences of that have been. And if you just pay a little bit of attention, you see that's the single biggest impediment to having a happy country is tribalism, balkanization, multiculturalism, whatever you want to call it. We all need to be united in a common set of beliefs.
Exactly. They don't want a melting pot. They want us all to be in our own little group, and then they try to, like an orchestra, control us. That is not going to work. Never has. Tower of Babel. TheDailyCaller.com. Tucker, thank you for the time. I know you're a busy guy, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
You bet. Amazing. All right, we're going to be back. Coming up, Tim Kennedy. I tell you, it doesn't get any more super soldier than that. In studio, straight ahead. And he's a patriot, a real American. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com.
Which is Donald Trump's fault, of course.